Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, this week's legal news in review. Supreme Court justices reject Florida's appeal over the death penalty. The U.S. Supreme Court has left in place a lower court ruling that said imposing death sentence in Florida requires a unanimous jury. Bad condo boards, beware. Legislation has passed new laws unanimously. The new bill becomes a law July 1st this year if Governor Scott signs it, and will establish that board members can be criminally charged for violations of this new law. Also in the news, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling will make it life much harder for patent trolls. And if you don't know what they are, stay tuned. Wait till you hear. The new change will make it harder for patent trolls to be successful. But first, I'd like to introduce and welcome the legal panel host for today's broadcast. Good afternoon, Gary Singer.
Phil, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. We've been worried about you, Phil.
Somebody should. And, of course, Michael Santucci, good afternoon.
How are you guys? Keep sending in those music submissions to info@500law.com. If you are a Florida-based songwriter or recording artist, Florida only, sorry, send it to info@500law.com, and we'll get your music on the air. Unless it totally sucks.
Okay.
Truth and radio.
But by the way, before we begin, Mike, I understand you're going to be doing some CLE credit classes.
We call them CLE.
Yeah, I'm going to do a few of them. I'll be doing some teaching some CLE. I'll be a panelist for a CLE we put together with an old colleague of mine who was an intern, started as an intern at our firm.
Right, I met him.
And it's called the Basics of Music Law, including ethical considerations and representing artists, musical artists, and their and dealing with their intellectual property rights. So it's
do you have to be a lawyer to attend this, or can anybody who's a musician? Or
do not have to be a lawyer to attend, but we expect that it's mostly lawyers because you'll get CLE credits out of it.
Right.
Yeah, it would be great for musicians. Today, musicians are so much more educated about the music industry than they were in recent years. When my dad was in the business in the 70s, artists got totally exploited.
Right,
from the interweb.
Right.
I think that has a lot to do with it. I agree, Gary.
Do you not know that Tooch and I have a lot in common? He practices intellectual property. I practice property intellectually.
Yes, sir. And we both play guitar.
Except I play it very poorly.
Let's reverse the order.
I abuse guitar.
Let's reverse the order. In terms of today's announcement, I started out with Supreme Court justices that rejected Florida's appeal over the death penalty.
They did?
To, of course, the new boards, beware, legislature passes new laws unanimously. In violations of the new law, they could be sent to jail.
On condo boards.
But
patent trolls. Mike Santucci, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling will make it much harder for patent trolls. The new change will make it harder for them to be successful. First of all, for my education, what is a patent troll?
Yeah. Do we have time for me to fully, you know, enjoy my soapbox right here? Right?
Absolutely.
Reader's Digest version.
Patent troll, here's the problem. Patent trolls are not these troll-looking creatures from a medieval film.
Yeah, I've seen some of them. Yes, they are.
You know who gets deemed a patent troll? The guy that just left Motorola that came out with a great new device for a phone.
Right.
And he's a single inventor, and he doesn't have the money to come to market with it, but he creates a patent. He gets a patent, and he has the patent on paper, and then somebody does something just like it. Well, you know what? He's a troll. They call him a troll because he's not making the product. Well, he invented the product. One of the purposes of the Patent Act is to create an incentive for people to innovate, for people to innovate.
Bad trolls.
There are absolutely bad trolls, and some of them look like they're in a medieval world.
Yeah,
but no, here's my issue, and this is really my soapbox. There's been such a huge overreaction to this problem of patent trolls. And we're in this 10 to 15 year cycle in the law where people are overly concerned about these boohoo, huge gazillion-dollar companies in Silicon Valley that have to defend all these patent lawsuits.
Right.
Fine. Some of them are frivolous. I believe in that. We have plenty of protections in the law for frivolous lawsuits. Okay.
That's not true.
Come on.
No, that's not true. You know what? I mean, I agree with most of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if someone files a frivolous lawsuit against you, okay, you're spending a whole bunch of money to get that protection. So, yeah, it's easy to say we have plenty of protections. You know as well as I do that there are people like what you're talking about who aren't trolls who are being mislabeled. I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
That may even be the majority of the quote-unquote patent trolls.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some evil suckers out there sucking money out of corporations and businesses, you know, with nonsense lawsuits by exploiting some loophole mm-hmm. in the law. And it comes out of almost every major legislation, whether it's patent trolls and the abuse of that system or fair debt collection cases, mm-hmm. you know, where the people may get a 500, the people who were abused may get 500 or 1,000, and the attorney's trying to get a 50,000.
Tens of thousands in legal fees. Sure.
Anytime that you use legal fees, plaintiff legal fees, as a way to punish businesses, you're going to get this abuse.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There should be a cutoff on all these things on how much the plaintiff, I know I'm going to get hate mail on this, how much the plaintiff attorneys are going to make. And you know what? If, you know, you get a $1 billion company, you do need to find a way to punish them, but maybe it should be a fine or more money to the aggrieved plaintiff, not their attorneys.
But the defendants already have protections in place, like Rule 11. You get a frivolous lawsuit. You
but just
do
to get
your,
there,
your
you know how hard it
safe
is
harbor letter
to get a
with
judge
your motion
to say that. I mean, a little easier in federal court, but state court. It's almost impossible to get a judge to agree and sanction for frivolous filings.
Well,
and 57-105 letters are thrown around like M&Ms.
Here's what a patent owner has. Here's the hill they have to climb. First of all, the average patent is going to cost between, I don't know, $7,000 and $20,000. We're a small firm, so we're on the lower end of that for our patent clients. But they first have to come up with that amount of money, okay? Then if there's an infringement, they have to gather the facts and do some investigation. They have to find a lawyer or a law firm that will take on this company.
They can just go to 500
law.com. Okay. So, Gary, I mean, you know what it costs to litigate
in
federal
it's
court. All patent cases have to be filed in federal court.
Yeah, but how do we balance these real
needs? So three times the amount as it costs.
Because I hear what you're saying. How do we balance that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this real need with ethical people versus some of these scumbags out there that are abusing their system for their own benefit.
Yeah. Well, here's one example and one solution. Florida enacted an anti-troll act. Florida, the state of Florida. This is a federal issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is patent law. The Patent Act is exclusive federal jurisdiction for this litigation. Why is the Florida legislature getting in this conversation? There's already – the Patent Act already has plenty of meat and potatoes for a defendant to throw at this little plaintiff that got lucky enough to afford the 10 grand to get the patent, find a law firm that'll take this case on a contingency basis.
They don't want to be Conahaven?
But first
like
of all –
East Texas, you know?
Yeah.
They don't want to become that. I think it's smart.
Well, with this, what this case did.
Right.
To get to the nuts and bolts of what happened in this decision is now patent, defendants need to be sued in the state in which they're incorporated. Before there, you had a few different options of where to bring these lawsuits. Now they have to be sued in their home jurisdiction where they're incorporated.
So we're all going to be sued in Delaware.
Yes. No, so we're Google, Samsung, Apple, and Microsoft. They're all in Silicon Valley.
Right.
Well,
California.
I will tell you this from personal experience: the Ninth Circuit law favors these technology companies. There's such a well-developed body of law out there for issues that they deal with, like the Communications Decency Act, and their law is much more favorable to these tech companies than it would be if you brought them
to
Florida or New Jersey.
Isn't this the flip side of venue shopping?
This is lobbying.
This is judge shopping. This is the flip side of it because these patent trolls were doing the judge shopping before.
Now, I don't necessarily disagree with this decision. What I disagree with is this wave of overcompensation to protect these, Fortune 500 companies from plaintiffs because, you don't have to qualify as a patent troll to get the horrible sanctions that you get slapped with, for bringing a one of these lawsuits.
But Mike, the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court now takes it away from a venue such as in Texas, where they're more agreeable on the plaintiff side.
It's an abusive venue. Let's call it what it is. There's got to be a way to balance this better where you can, have a realistic way to stop the bad ones while keeping it fair for the good ones.
But we
so the pendulum doesn't have to swing so dang far like it does in every other area of our society nowadays.
My firm just compensates, but with this new Florida Anti-Troll Act, there's so many lawyers out there that'll send cease and desist letters because they have a client and they're attorneys that'll just dabble in patent law, trademark law. They'll send the cease and desist letter. Let's try to settle it. I'm not really going to file the lawsuit.
Does that work?
You can't even send that letter anymore unless you've jumped through a lot of due diligence hoops, like creating a claims chart. You need an experienced intellectual property firm to even write a letter,
so
a
you
demand
should be
letter.
Loving it.
And even if the letter is, I'm not accusing you of infringing, but I think you're within the scope of my patent, and I want you to negotiate a license fee with you. That there's all kinds of restrictions.
How do you really
on
feel?
Even doing that.
Yeah.
On even doing that. I threw my pen across the room.
But
that's how passionate I am about representing intellectual property owners, but.
So is that like a gun? Is that a gun to their patents. Head? Either we're doing business together, I'm taking you to court?
Well, some of those letters are like that, but some lawyers who are not going to litigate an intellectual property case generally will have no problem sending a cease and desist letter or a letter to try to negotiate a license agreement. They can't just do that anymore without creating a claims chart and fully investigating this and documenting it and backing up their file with what they've done. They put limits on the amount of response time you give the recipient of the letter. They put restrictions on how much you can ask for from them. And this is Florida state law. Why is there so many Florida citizens?
I know more than one victim of patent trolls. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not the good guys you've mentioned, mm-hmm. which is always going to be, mm-hmm. but the bad guys who, made a ridiculously, and the threat's never, I'm going to win my case. The threat is I'm going to waste $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 of your business money litigating. Mm-hmm. For all the good our ADA laws, and they're very important laws do, as well as I do, there's a couple of bad actors out there really abusing it as well. Mm-hmm. And what amazes me, frankly, that our judges don't see it for what it is and crack down on it. I don't believe it.
But I don't think the problem in intellectual property law is any different than any other area of law.
You're 100% correct.
So it should be the same level playing field in
but
every
industry. But
there's got to
be a way for 10 or 15% of these bad cases. Yeah. But those don't work. Come on,
57-105 is a...
How often have you got that to work?
Yeah.
We get so many 57-105 letters. It's static.
Isn't it a deterrent to you as a litigation attorney?
No.
Because
I only file ethical things anyway. Yeah. And you know what? There's so many law firms out there now, at least in business and contract litigation, that no matter what you do, we'll send back a 57-105 letter.
Yeah.
Every single time. And there should be a penalty for that.
Well, not to brand them, but New York attorneys. They love telling you that they practice in New York. Like, they're like, yeah, I'm real proud of you. So, what's the merits of your?
Yeah, right. Well, on these, it's you know, you file something. Oh, 57-105. It was a notice of appearance. What do you mean 57-105? Yeah.
We're gonna have to take a quick break, guys. I hate to break this up. This is absolutely fascinating. Very.
Why are you breaking it up, man?
Because we have to. You know,
gotta pay them bills.
The Supreme Court must have found this to be of a unique issue to take this on. Because they don't take everything on. No, patent trolls, you know, I've heard the term. I was educated by actually you guys regarding what it actually means.
You thought it was World of Warcraft.
I'm telling you. But, you know, coming back, bad condo boards, you got to be aware. I mean, why would anyone now serve on a condo board? Because legislation passed new laws unanimously, Gary, that can put people in jail as well. You're listening to Legal News in Review.
I'll bet you a dollar that never happens.
Well, we'll see. We're going to talk about this. And we'll be right back.
Woo-hoo!
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
It's Free Topic Friday, Phil.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. Thank you, Gary. And, you know, you can't live in Florida without being some community, whether it's a homeowner association, condo association. I have served as a president of a condo association, one of the worst years of my life. I was going to be sued probably at least every month.
But they liked you.
They did like me, but it was, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. But now, bad condo boards, you got to beware. Legislature passing new laws unanimously that could put you in jail.
Fry them.
Sounds like you live in a community.
You know, but sometimes condo boards are very good. And if you read my Sun Sentinel article on Monday, you see an example where a condo board can be helpful. Everyone's complaining about them. But they do serve a very valid purpose. But I was thinking, as we get started on this, Phil, and talk about the new condo laws, maybe I miss Gary Ostro. Maybe can you pretend to be him? Do your Gary Ostro impersonation?
Yes, you're ugly and you're wrong.
There you go. I'm going to breathe heavy. And we'll be all set.
Gary, oh, you're tough when Gary's not here.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get your shots when you get. No, I miss Gary. He'd be great. I love him on freebie shows.
Yeah.
Certainly. But, you know, this condo board thing, and you know, everyone pretty much in Florida. Do you live in an association, Mike?
Housing association.
Yeah. You know, deals with, I mean, I don't actually. I did that quite on purpose.
Good for
you.
But
I have lived in Parkland.
Yeah, all right.
One of the few areas. But yes, I have successfully lived in an HOA. Mm-hmm. I deal with this a lot at work and in the newspaper column. And, you know, there's a lot of horror stories out there. But by and large, you know, this is definitely one of those 98% of your boards and board members, maybe 95, are doing a good job and doing it for the right reasons and rarely go overboard.
Yeah,
but there's some crazy nightmares out there. You have no idea.
Why would somebody serve Gary if they know that they could be brought up on charges, trumped up or not?
There's got to be some repercussions when you're doing something wrong. If you looked at what they, well, first of all, in reality, you know, no one's going to be brought up on charges. You know, it's hard enough for nonviolent crimes to get, you know, the police, who are very busy dealing with important and underfunded.
Right.
I want to make sure I don't get stopped on the way home. By saying that, you know, are not going to spend a lot of time going and locking up condo board members who aren't embezzling. But there's a lot of abuse of boards out there, either through ignorance or malintent, that are really stepping on people's rights to see what's going on in their own community.
Right.
And the right, as it stands now, there's basically no repercussion for it.
Some people are just on a power trip.
Yeah,
or
man.
They're not to pick on people that are retired or have no, or are independently wealthy, for example.
Condo
they have
commandos.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know, and they over police their neighborhoods and they want control of what's going on.
That's
and
crazy.
They want to know what their neighbors are doing, and that's where I say lock them up.
Lock them up,
but
right?
But Gary, I have my own. I have my
don't lock them up.
I have my own opinion
something.
On this. But what do you you know? Since you do this stuff, what do you think is the main priority of a condo board? What should its major priority be?
I mean, in a lot of respects, I feel that, you know, condos and HOAs really replace the very lowest level of government, if you will. And their job is to maintain the quality of life in their community and enforce the community standards. So a lot of what people complain about, a lot of the calls I get, people are complaining about what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Like when they come by and say, hey, your grass is too long. Yeah. Well, you know what? Those rules were there when you bought the house. You were perfectly happy to call and complain about Johnny down the street. Yeah. When he painted his house purple, but now, you know, oh, they're evil because my grass is too long. So a lot of it is
what you're saying is quality of life. Maintaining the quality of life.
We've been in HOAs. I mean, I don't live in an HOA, and thank goodness I have great neighbors in our blocks. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it could have went the other way. Yeah. I could have had junk yard heaps, and, you know. So when you live in an HOA, things are nice. They're nice in most of them. Okay. And that's nice. Sure. You know, you go back to your, you know, condo and the pool's clean and it's hot and the lawn is cut, you know, and people aren't blaring music out. That's because of your
and that maintains your property value.
Oh yeah.
My first instinct was to maintain the property value.
That's
keep,
part of it.
Keep
I think
it
it's
climbing.
More quality of life.
But
though.
I agree with you. That's probably a little higher.
My brother's a perfect example. He lives in the Ridges in West and great guy. He has this, I sound like Trump there. He's huge. He's a great guy. Right? He has a beautiful community. Every time we go visit him, the lawns are all manicured. The houses are uniform. It's beautiful. It's like the American dream. And he loves it. He loves it. He loves coming home to a beautiful community. And that's what an HOA gives you. Because if you don't live in one, you don't have that guarantee. Your neighbor can come in, let the lawn grow long. And then instead of your neighbors enforcing themselves, you have the local government doing it.
I grew up
Do you like living in an HOA?
Double-edged sword. And mine is great because everybody keeps to themselves. There's no, you know, HOA commandos. Nobody really.
I think that's most of them. Yeah.
I mean, I have a music studio in my house, so it's somewhat soundproofed, and I make a lot of noise in my neighborhood.
Sure.
But, you know, I have an old school understanding with my neighbors. Like, I'm not going to make noise after nine. This one has kids on this side. Well, you know. But I grew up in Jersey, and we always had this one family at the end of the street that their lawn was always so high.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we just – and my dad used to get so pissed because he always had to drive past that house to get to ours.
And how much money would that cost him when he went to sell, especially if it's
but
your
next-door
neighbor?
But there's no HOAs up there.
And some of the things the law does, for example, it cuts off the amount of time someone can serve. Yeah. You know what the real problem is when you have one person – oh, they've been doing it for 20 years. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they start going on a power trip. It's a good law. I think they did a good
like
job with it.
I like the term limit.
Yeah.
We should have that for Congress.
Right? No, I mean, I've always said that.
It's signed into effect.
For
what Attorney Santucci's talking about is
Ooh,
a term
like
limit.
Attorney Santucci.
Sounds sexy. Yeah.
is that the new law would impose an 8-year rule. Yeah. Kind of like the President of the United States can only run twice.
And they can't hire their relatives. The lawyer can't work for both the management company and the HOA.
That should be a no-brainer.
There was a lot of – this was really a cleanup statute that really cleaned up some blatant abuses that were going on
in
the industry.
This
was a good law.
Yeah. As always, it goes by too fast.
We can't possibly be done.
Yes, according to Mike Lubitz, our senior producer there at the board.
No, he's lying.
Yeah. Sometimes I accuse him of that. But, you know, and again, Lubitz the Supreme Court justices rejected Florida appeal over the death penalty. And now imposing the death sentence in Florida requires a unanimous jury. I think, gentlemen, I'm going to flip on what I originally thought, that the death penalty is needed, to say the death penalty is not needed.
That's a huge flip. That's
that
like
is.
A fundamental needed? Moral
is.
Issue.
It is.
What made you flip?
It was so many people being released on issues regarding DNA or witnesses' lies.
Hmm.
And quite frankly, I think that being in prison
That's not an implication on the death penalty, Phil.
Most
people
don't flip on that.
That's an implication on how it's being applied. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I wish we had more time, guys.
Oh, we don't.
We don't.
Hey, you know, I want to let our folks, our listeners out there in listener land, know a couple things. Number one, please send in to Mike Santucci if you're a local musician, your music, where would they send it?
info@500law.com. That's 500law.com.
And we will put your music on the air
if it
it's
doesn't
good
suck.
Enough. It has to not suck. And we're also running a contest.
Oh, yes.
So if it's you're the third person to email me at Gary@GarySingerLaw, Gary@GarySingerLaw, the third person, you get a $50 gift certificate, gift card, I guess they're called now.
Right.
And this one's being sponsored by Phil Bell. No, I'm just kidding. This one's going to be sponsored by, you know, I didn't check this in advance with him, but he's a good guy. LRI, which is Process Service, Lance Rantel's been around town. And I'm going to put him on the spot, LRI.us. Give him a little shout. He's a good process server. He'll give you a $50 gift card for being the third one. And if he doesn't, because I didn't ask him in advance, I will. And as that, it was actually a lot of fun as always, Mike, Phil. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Mostly I appreciate our listeners. Thanks again for listening, folks. And as always, be safe and
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review. Featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448. For legal news and review, remember, be legal.